Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that motherfucking Hurt Feelings Report. All right, man, today is Thursday, August 19th. Time now is 11:32 p.m. Your boy is in a beautiful city of Slidell. Oh, man, today was a beautiful day. We had a little rain later on in the day, but, man, it was just, you know, I still had a good time because I had a lot of stuff I had to get done. I did manage to get it done, too. That's one of the most important things, right, getting shit done. First, let's thank the higher being for giving us this day. Bam! You know, woke up this morning. Man, every day I wake up, man, it's like $1 million I'll wake up. Give me the fucking wake up, right? Fuck it, I grind. Right? I grind. Give me that fucking wake up, I'm gonna make it work. So, this is my first time doing, got the podcast going and got the video going at the same time. Boo! So, man, what's happening out there, man? Man, life is good, man. You know, right now I can smile and I can laugh and I can do a lot, man. Cause the guy that a lot of people voted for, right? He's in some real deep shit right now, right? Man, you know, hey, and I'm not the type of dude to rub shit in, man. Look, I didn't vote for him, hey, but a lot of people, supposedly they did, and it's not looking too good for me. But I know people gonna spin it and be like, hey, Jay, your guy said this, your guy said drink bleacher, your guy did this, your guy did that. Well, yeah, he did. Fuck it, I own that shit. But at least he didn't fuck up like this guy did. You know, and I'm quite sure y'all may not want to know what he done, but hey, fuck it, he done it, and I'm quite sure you see it. You know, that's why voting is real important, man. You gotta study your candidates, you gotta listen to the debate, see what they're about. And a lot of times, people be like, if you're a Republican, you're gonna vote Republican. If you're a Democrat, you're gonna vote Democrat. Which is fucking true, basically. And because a lot of people get on me like, oh yeah, man, I vote, I'm independent, I vote both ways, and this. And I call bullshit on it. I call bullshit on it all the time. And the reason that I call bullshit on it, because if I post something on Facebook about Trump, about a Republican, some people just jump right into that shit, right? They jump right into it. And it's like, how in the fuck, right? How in the fuck, when I post something like this, you always jump into it. And when I post something about what a Democrat done, you don't say shit about it, right? So that's when I just, you know, you say, hey, Jay, you, what they used to say, you're part of a cult, you're brainwashing, all this other shit. Nah, I'm just throwing the same shit back at y'all. Hey, I call it how I see it. You know, you said I was brainwashed. Hey, a cult follower, you the same way. Just eat it. You know, hey, I took it. Just eat it. Just be like, you know what, Jay? You're right. I'm one-sided. I just see one side. And when I see my side winning, I love it. When I see my side losing, I'm going to say they winning. That's just how the shit go, man. And like for me, man, I don't have no hard feelings behind this shit. None of this shit, right? Because me, I'm so detached from all of it. I'm on some other shit, man. I'm really on some other shit in life right now, man. I'm on some other shit, right? I'm worried about me and my family. I'm worried about my kids, right? This is how I think. I set my life up so that my kids, if they say, hey, Dad, I don't want to go to college, I'd be like, no problem. What's your plan? Fuck, I want to I want to build garage doors. I want to lay sheetrock. I want to build bricklayer. I don't know. I got girls. I want to build dolls or some shit. Oh, no problem. Let's see what we can do to get you to build dolls, you know? I'd rather for you to be your own boss than to have somebody boss you around, because it's a miserable feeling, right? Working for corporations, being part of the rat race, it's fucking miserable. It suck, right? It suck. I'm not gonna lie to nobody, you know? I salute all the entrepreneurs out there. Big salute from Johnny T. McGee. Thank you. I salute you. I absolutely adore you, right? Because entrepreneurs, man, these are the motherfuckers that start small, some of them end up big, you know? And with time, hey. And I would never push college on my kids, right? A lot of people be, oh, it's the American dream. This is the American dream is a fucking nightmare, right? Because the money that you pay for college, that's your money to start up your business, right? And then as a parent, parents have to look at it as, okay, we got to start planning for our kids to be entrepreneurs, basically. You know, I'm not pushing college on my kids. Like I said, they want to go, they can go. I don't give a fuck. But if they say, hey, I don't want to go, I'm not going to fuss with them and tell them they're wrong. You know, hey, it's your life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you to the point of high school. That's all I want from you. Graduate high school. Then after that, we'll figure the rest of the shit out. You know, that's just me. You know, that's why I work so hard to be able to have that, make that decision and live comfortably after that. You know, because I'm not going to be here forever. Let's be honest with each other. You know, fuck, one day I'm out of here. You know, fuck, I'm going to be with the higher being, you know. Just off in space somewhere, and the darkness is this cool, calming feeling of positive energy. Man, I just can't wait. But hey, I'm here stuck in this round with you motherfuckers, so hey, y'all gonna be here with me. So yeah, man, that's part of the life, man. That's what I've been doing. Also, man, I got shit. God, let me see, how can I say this? Like, alright, see, how can I say this, right? Let's see, how can I say this? I'm always planning for my exit. I'm always planning for my exit, right? Always planning for my exit from job, this realm. Always planning for my exit, right? Always planning for it. And it's coming to a time where I gotta plan for my the exit from my job, right? And I've been working on it, right? Because I just look at my life as a pie graph, right? And you gotta realize I give probably I say 40% of my time is given to my job. 40%. I give it 40%, right? 40% my job. The other 40 is family, and the other 20 is what is the other 20? Me trying to work on extra things, right? So that's just like a numbers I'm throwing out, right? And if you give 40% to a job, right, that's a lot. That's a lot. You're giving a lot of yourself to a job. And trying to see how can I say this, like it comes a time when you gotta adjust yourself, you know, you gotta work on you, and you gotta start doing, you gotta be prepared for you, right? So you do what you gotta do at your job, and but also you gotta get yourself to your 40%, right? So you want 40% of your life, 40% of with your family, and 20% of just fucking off, right? So I want that 40% that I give to my job to be something that I'm building, right? right? And I'm building, and it's going to sustain me. So that's what I'm working on now, right? So I never rush. I'm not going to say I do rush into shit, right? I do. But this next endeavor that I'm taking is something that I've been wanting to do, and the higher being is just lining it up for me, and it's working out how I needed to work out. So, yeah, man. You know, am I leaving my job tomorrow? No, I'm not leaving tomorrow. Probably a couple of years, right? So, but I'm building me now. I'm building me. Me. I gotta work on me. See?
I'm getting older, man. See them fucking grays?
The bitches are beautiful. I just want a head full of gray hair. But, you know, the bitches popping in right there in the front. So, I'm good with that. So, yeah, I'm starting to build me, man. Starting to bet on me more, right? I always bet on me because I'm just a cocky, arrogant son of a bitch, right? I'm going to bet on me all the time. I love being under pressure, in the crunch, you know? I love, like, when people look at me and say, you can't get it done. And I be like, you know what? I can't get it done. I can't. But all along in my brain, I already got it done, you know? It just made them feel the fucking pain and the asshole puckle like, oh, we're going to be fucked. I got this. And that's just how I've been my whole life, man. And I love it. I really do. You know, I live at that. I live for the excitement of crunch time, you know. When somebody needs something, I got it. Come on. I'm going to give it to you. Just chill out. Wait. Sweat it out a little bit. That's just me, right? That's just me. Call me an asshole. Call me whatever you want. But it's just how I roll, man. That's just me. You know, don't be mad at me for being me. You never be mad at a lion for being a lion, a snake being a snake, a rat being a rat, a roach being a roach. That's just who they are. I'm just who I am. This is who God made me, you know? Oh, man. Just living life, man. You know, it's just real good. I got an excellent life, man. Real excellent life, you know? You know, a lot of times I come on this podcast and I don't like to come off like I'm bragging or and a lot of times I do things and I make moves and I hit goals and things and it's like I never talk about it because, you know, it's like I don't want to feel like I'm shitting on people, right? Because I'm just a little dude from the ghetto, man. I'm not gonna say the ghetto, but I'm just a little dude from the hood, man. And I'm here now, you know. I can walk anywhere, I can talk anywhere, I can be anywhere, you know, like, fuck, I done been places that a lot of people will like, damn, how you get in there, you know, like, I, it's just crazy, man, like, it's just, you know, and some days I be fucked up because I think everybody can get there. And everybody can get there, but it's some road you're gonna take. I mean, it's gonna be fucking hard, and you gotta be dedicated. You gotta push through. And a lot of people don't push through, right? They're not gonna push through. They're gonna give up. They're gonna listen to what a motherfucker tell them. They're gonna be weak. But hey, it is what it is. Like for me, you know, like I said, man. Only way I'm gonna stop is I gotta die. I gotta get sick. I just don't know how I'm gonna stop. I don't know. You know, I don't know how I'm gonna stop. I'm just built different. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a different breed. You know, and it hurts me because I think everybody can be Johnny Tremaine McGee. Everybody can. You know, I'm not really shit, tell you the truth. I'm just being my friend. But it, you know, my life is beautiful. I made some good investments and I work hard, I work a lot, and I'm always planning ahead. You know, it's not like planning, man, because you know. If you plan 2 years out, so say for instance, right, I got an 8-year plan, right? I got an 8-year plan. Now, In my mind, I got 8 years to get to this mark. 8 fucking years. That's a long time. But you gotta realize, I've been here 44, going on 45 years, right? So I got an 8-year plan, right? So that put me around 52, 53, some shit like that, right? An 8-year plan. And that's a long time to for somebody to say, well, you know what, man, I'm planning a family. We're going to use a family vacation 8 years from now, right? So year 7 come. Fuck, you may break your leg and you be like, oh, man, I ain't got time. I ain't going to be able to make the trip or whatever. But you got 8 years. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fucking heal. You got to say, hey, I'm going to heal because I'm trying to get somewhere. And you're going to get there, right? So, like I said, I got an 8-year plan. I got an 8-year window that I just opened up to get me somewhere that I need to be, that I want to be, right? And hopefully the higher being sends the energies in to, keep me going that way, you know, because, like I said, I always talk about energies and shit like that because I believe in positive and negative energy. So if you're going on a straight road somewhere, like I said, I got an 8-year plan. In 8 years, they're going to have so much negative shit come my way to knock me, to try to veer me off that plan, you know. But I got 8 years, you know, I got 8 years. I'm going to get that in 8 years, you know. And also, you got to leave the blueprint because our timing is what we say, 8 years. I say I got 8 years, but the higher being may say, hey Jay, you ain't got fucking 8 years, right? I'm gonna give you 2, right? But if I give somebody else the plan, tell them the plan, they can push it forward for the 6 years, 8 years, and they can do it even sooner, you know what I'm saying? But that's just another subject, right? But hey, oh man, oh, what do you mean? So that's just it, man. I just believe everybody can be good. I just believe the world can be a better place. Right now it's just some dog days we having, man, and some real dog days. And I hate to sound like one of them doomsday preppers dudes, but man, make sure you got your shit together. Make sure you have a way to protect your family. Make sure you have a way to sustain your family, and just make sure you have a connection to something that's bigger than you. You know, and I'm not telling you to be religious. I'm not telling you to go believe in God. You know, hey, you do what you want. I don't really give a fuck. I know what I'm gonna do. I know how I'm gonna be. Right? I'm not here to tell you what to do, how to do it. I'm just, hey, giving you my story. Just me. So you can follow it if you want or not. I don't give a fuck, right? I don't. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? But hey, if you want to go the direction I'm going, hey, no problem, man. Hey, I need somebody to walk and talk with. You know, sometimes you get bored. You know, you get on this road and you're the only one on it. But it's peaceful. And then you find somebody to talk to. They may be negative, maybe positive, but hey, keep it going, man. Life is beautiful, man. Life is beautiful. Even on my darkest days, it's beautiful. And I just love, man. I love life, man. And the more you search for the answers of life, they're already there. You know, the energies are there. You just gotta really be willing to accept what you learn. That's the biggest part of it, right? Because I know I had some fucked up shit, some fucked up ways. And I wondered, why were my ways so fucked up? Why was I such a fucked up person? And I had to. I asked, and I got the answers, and it was like, wow. And it's just self therapy, self medication, you know, just learning, just feeling it. And it's like, damn, I really was that fucked up because of that. And then once you get there, you know it, you learn from it, you can kind of stop those ways. But until you're willing to look in the mirror. Until you wouldn't look in the mirror and look back at the motherfucker staring at you and check that motherfucker, your life won't just be a fucking shitty, fucked up life until you're ready to confront that motherfucker. And once you confront it and you look at that motherfucker dead in his eyes, and you know, you'll be like, bro, you's a rotten motherfucker, bro. You is a rotten motherfucker. You need to fix this shit right now. And this is the reason why you rotten, right? You hurting. You got pain in your motherfucker. Heal that shit. And once you heal it, I mean, you're gonna get better like instantly, man. You're gonna get, and sometimes you gotta cut people off, man. It's like, if I'm like my Facebook followers, right? I will let you stay on my Facebook so long before I fucking delete you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we going back and forth and we not talking about nothing, and we have no compromise on anything, we're wasting each other time. We're wasting each other energy, right? That's some things, man, that you can't get the time back, right? You can't get the time back, right? Now we don't waste each other energy. Nah. Today could have been just the day I was going to off myself or something. Now, me and you have been going back and forth for fucking... Because sometimes you get lost in these fucking social media, twig twatter, stick your finger up your ass, debates on fucking Facebook over some shit that you have no control over, right? But that could have been a day that I was just going to off myself. And me going back and forth with you, I'm going back and forth with you. That was the day that we just fucked each other lives up, right? So that's why sometimes, man, I just laugh at a motherfucker. Then I do a quick little delete, and that's it. You gone. You out of my life, right? Because at the end of the day, and it's gonna sound harsh as a motherfucker, right? It's gonna sound harsh. At the end of the day, you and the higher being have the closest relationship. Nobody else. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your kids, not your wife, not nobody, but you and the higher being. When I go to the higher being, I can't go pray for nobody else's soul but mine. I can send them, please, Lee. If they don't ask, I can tell you, I can guarantee you, they're not going to get. If they don't ask, they're not going to get. That's just the way it goes. I can pray for the whole world tonight before I go to bed. Please, God, bless the whole wide world. If none of the motherfuckers pray to God and say, God, bless me. Please bless me. That shit is redundant, man. But hey, what the fuck do I know, man? What do I know? You know, this is me. I don't know. This is just me. This is just me. I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I can tell you what worked for me. My relationship with the higher being. You know, I seek positive energy, positive people. If somebody's negative in my life or anything negative in my life, I just go to the higher being and say, please, just remove this obstacle from my life. Just remove this person from my life because I don't trust them. Or the energy is just that negative. I don't want them around me. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you, I give it a couple of months, and next thing you know, they gone. And it's like, damn. And it's been a while before I even got the connection that I have now. Right? Back in the day, man, I never forget, man, I used to work with this dude, man. He called himself a preacher, right? But he was just so confrontational. And his energy just was like, I'm like, man, if you're a preacher, man, I hate to go to your church. Then he was supposedly a preacher at one of these big churches, right? And I was a former member of this church. And I was like, man, I never seen him now. Because I really stopped going to church a long time ago. But that's a whole nother subject. But I'm like, wow, they let you in now? I see why I ain't been. And it's just the energy. I mean, damn. It was just some fucked up energy, man. And some people may say, Jay, you got some fucked up energy too. All right, cool. I want that shit. Tell me about it, though. Tell me, hey, Jay, you got some fucked up energy. But a lot of times, motherfucker can't tell me I have no fucked up energy because I get along with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, politics, man, I don't control none of that shit up there in the White House. I don't control none of it. But it's hilarious to me that, you know, you'll follow somebody that don't give a fuck about you, you know, that give you crumbs, right? So me, I follow motherfuckers. I know these motherfuckers don't care about me, but I listen to what they say so I can do what they do to get what I need to get. If you got a motherfucker giving memos, I'll already rock with that motherfucker who's talking subliminal memos that I understand so I can go get that shit too. instead of a motherfucker not telling me shit, but giving me shit, but giving me crumbs. Fuck them crumbs, man. I want to know why I can go get the whole fucking cow, like, right? How can I get the cow? But they're not going to tell me, hey, Jay, you got to go here, make a left there, right there, go get the cow. No, they're going to talk.
Hey, you got to get the cow.
And you got to be there to listen. So that's why I say I don't mind. I go in a room with a bunch of motherfuckers I don't like. If I'm coming out with some information, and believe me, I'm going to pass the information on. That's just the type of motherfucker I am. I'm going to pass the information on to a motherfucker. Here you go. You run with it. Do what you want with it. I know what I'm going to do with my piece of it. Right? Just like with real estate. Man, I knew shit about real estate. And I had a couple of partners in it. But people be so secretive with shit, thinking that you're going to be that you're going to be in competition with them. But you got to realize how fucking big the world is. You know what I'm saying? How big the world is. It's a billion fucking people in this motherfucker. That's how small-minded people be. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, I'm not about to buy the house next door to you. Fuck, I get the one around the block. Fuck, can you afford both of them? Well, if you can afford both of them, tell me how you can afford it. And I go on the other side of town and get it over there. If you feel that intimidated, just give me the information. But a lot of motherfuckers don't want to give you the information. Like me, I talk to so many people. And the thing is, I'm learning, right? Because I always believe that the game should be told, not sold. But a lot of rappers and everybody else be like, the game should be sold and not told, right? But I believe that if I'm going to get the cow, right? If I'm going to get the whole fucking cow, right? I'm going to get the whole cow. I want you to get the whole cow too. That's just the type of motherfucker I am. Right? But I done had so many people waste my time with shit. You know, like talking about the car game, talking about the house game, talking about investing game. You know, sometimes people just want to talk. Sometimes people just want to see where you at. Right? And then they may go talk about you to other people, which is cool with me. I don't give a fuck. You know, like when I woke up this morning, man, I was just so happy to wake up. I didn't give a fuck who hated me. And that's like when I go to bed tonight, I'm not gonna be like, oh, please God, don't let nobody hate me. Nah, God, let the motherfuckers feel how they wanna feel. Look, just let me get that wake up in the morning, and I promise. I'm gonna do some productive shit. That's what I'm gonna do. Right? That's what I'm gonna do. I don't know what the fuck you gonna do, but I know what I'm gonna do. I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna live this beautiful life. I'm gonna live this beautiful life. Yeah, I know I can't sing, but I'm gonna live this beautiful ass life. Man, I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. I'm tired of rambling to y'all. But, it's the best shit in the world right now. But, man, y'all be good, man. Remember, bro, try to love your neighbors the best that you can, right? Try to, like me, I got some excellent neighbors, man. That's why I haven't moved, right? Because I need a bigger house, right? I really need a bigger house. And right now, the housing market is so fucked up, though. And the interest rates are so low that you can go get a bigger house. And it'll probably balance out to how it was back in the day. Tell you the truth. Because, like, my house is 115. I probably end up paying fucking, I think it's like $300,000. Because of the interest in the loan fucking payment shit, man. You like double. It's like double for houses, bro. You know, shit. Like, but hey, I got some good neighbors, man. And I don't want a chance. Now, next move I make, if I do move, it's gonna be like, well, I don't have no neighbors. My property in Poplarville, right? You know, the neighbors, it's like, they got people in the back backed up, but nobody want, man. I go outside, I don't see shit. I gotta go walk a little bit to see some motherfucker. And that's how I like it, right? Because motherfucker, if you come to my house when I'm out there, that means you come and look for me, motherfucker. Like, you gotta be lost or something. Right? You're not supposed to be there, motherfucker. Right? That's just, you're not supposed to be there. But yeah, man, like I said, not gonna hold y'all up, man. Life is good, man. Life is beautiful, man. Like, tomorrow when y'all wake up, man, look, I'm telling you. Whatever you believe in, just think that. Just be like, thank you. I'm gonna make this day work, right? That's all you need. You just need to wake up. You just need to wake up. And once you get to wake up, you go from there. And I'm telling you, life's gonna be good, man. Life is excellent, man. Life is beautiful. Man, life is beautiful, man. Life is beautiful. Even when I got fucking a dollar in my account, life is beautiful, man. You know why? Because I have more money sitting other places. And it may not be fucking green money, but it's fucking money. Man, y'all gonna learn something, man. I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Remember, love your neighbors the best that you can. Tell everybody in your family you love them, because they may not be here tomorrow for you to tell them. Your friends, anybody that you love, let them know today. Just be like, man, look, I love you. Like, and the funniest thing is, and I'm gonna let y'all go, right? So every time me and my homeboys that I grew up with, right, we're talking about we've done some, we were some fucked up individuals growing up. But now, you know, when these motherfuckers, like, when we about to get off the phone, I love you, dog. Oh, I love you too, dog. I'm telling you, like, the shit is beautiful, man. I'm talking about, we from the hood, you know, we was poor as fuck. We done some dumb shit. But now, back then, we would never tell each other we love. But now we done got older, man. Look, I love you, dog. Bam. So, hey. Four-letter word, L-O-V-E. Y'all be good, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Like I said, man, thank y'all for listening once again to the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report. Man, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for showing love, man. You know, the numbers could be better, but I don't push the podcast. I've been talking about it. A lot of people don't even start doing a podcast, but hey, look, I get to see my face this time. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. I love y'all. Peace.